B'tochen for Life, Shir 1193, Sunday, Parshas Tazria. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for a shidduch for their son and a schus for their other son to get into Masifta. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlacha with their children, La'irech Yamim Tevim. We are explaining that sometimes a person goes through a difficult experience and there could be various reasons why the Ribbono Shel'Olam hasn't sent the Yeshua yet, but a person should understand that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is waiting for that relationship like we explained, and therefore when a person is able to maintain that relationship, Ezra Hashem, Bikariv, the Ribbono Shel'Olam will bring the Yeshua. We should also add that the Bitachon itself is a tremendous chus. It's one of the closest relationships that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam through Bitachon, like we explained. And you have to realize that when a person is suffering, Rachmana Litzlan, we should never have to suffer. But we are compelled to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things get better, what we tend to do is to fall back on ourselves. Let's use our example of the individual that doesn't have Parnasa, Rachmana Litzlan. You know, when a person has Parnassah, he doesn't necessarily feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that gives him Parnassah. He's not necessarily relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is suffering and doesn't have proper Parnassah, then he turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's another important point to keep in mind. The reason why sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a person suffer, Chas V'Shalom, is, again, like we explained, our purpose is to grow. Our purpose is to perfect our character. And it's possible, it's very possible, that part of the reason is because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to grow in Bitachon in this area. And if he would send you Parnasa, most people would struggle and they wouldn't be able to feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that's sending. Yeah, immediately after the Yeshua, you'll feel it. But afterwards, you forget about it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that relationship. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to be able to perfect yourself and feel that bitachon. And that's the reason why, perhaps, a person can be suffering. We're just suggesting another reason, even though a person has bitachon, why he didn't see the Yeshua yet. And that's really why it's so important for a person to try to train himself, even when things are good, to tell himself it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Acknowledge that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a reason to make things tight. When a person has Parnasa, if he thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he truly feels it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's mechazik his betachin when things are good, then the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have the same reason, so to speak, to force the person to rely on him by taking away the Parnasa, Chas V'Shalom. And that applies to any tzara. A person strengthens his bitachon in the tzar. And that's perhaps the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam is putting him through it. And as we said, when a person accepts it properly, he grows in his avodas Hashem. And the schus that he maintains his bitachon, even when it's difficult, will be'ezra Hashem help a person be zeiche to the Yeshua Bekarev.